I guess most people would know by now that we're about to have a national curriculum. It's been in the wind for some years, and there's been plenty of public debate about it. Well, about some aspects of it. It's not a new idea. It's quite reasonable that when the states actually organise all the education, and schools have their own individual plans and programmes, of course, it's important that young people get the opportunity, if they move house or school or state, that they're not going to be disadvantaged. So a national curriculum makes sense from that point of view. So the symposium wasn't just to talk about the national curriculum, it was to talk specifically about three words. Three questions. Will the curriculum be rich? Will it be creative? And will it be coherent? Will it hang together so that young people come out of it knowing where they are? Is it going to be about learning? Today, this Monday, the first four subjects that have been written are there for inspection. And those are maths, English, science and history. And the schools now have to get to grips with how they're going to handle these new curriculums and fit them in with what they already do in schools. I don't think the intention of the curriculum is to take over what's happening in schools, not at all. It's to enhance it and give direction and structure to it. So as far as those four subjects are concerned, the discussion turned mostly on how we're going to implement the new ideas.